Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. On today's show, we're talking about how education is changing, and in particular, what it means for owners of student housing. It used to be the case that if you wanted to attain a professional designation, you needed to enroll in a program at a professional school. These universities worked hard to attract the most learned experts in the field and would engage in leading-edge research to further attract top academic talent. There was a premium being placed on academic excellence. Those with the most prestigious talent could attract the best students and therefore the highest tuition. The best tends to attract the best, and that's still true today, but things are changing. The cost of tuition combined with campus living has made it difficult for many to afford the cost of a university education. And some folks simply don't want to be saddled with decades of student debt. An increasing percentage of students are opting for a less expensive online program. 2 years of pandemic-forced remote learning accelerated the transition to online learning, and even before the pandemic, many universities had already embraced a high percentage of online classes. For example, University of Texas at Arlington, a campus with 52,000 students, had already transitioned over 50% of its classes to the online format by early 2020. That particular campus had increased enrollment significantly over the past decade from 21,000 students. But when we look at demographics, it's clear that university enrollment is declining. There are simply fewer children being born in the U.S. and Canada, and it's only a matter of time before the number of high school graduates entering university declines. Universities are businesses like any other business, and businesses are either growing or shrinking. They rarely remain the same for very long. If they're shrinking, the path is usually one to insolvency, and we have seen some university failures in the past decade with declining enrollments. Some schools with a much higher application rate than those who were accepted are going to probably do fine for a long time. I don't expect Harvard or MIT to be on the brink of bankruptcy anytime soon. Degrees from these schools are highly valued in the marketplace. But in response to a very clear threat to financial viability at many universities, many have turned to attracting foreign students under student visas in order to make up the shortfall. Universities are often able to charge a higher tuition to foreign students compared with local residents. For example, Canadian universities are deriving 68% of their revenue from foreign students. They charge more than five times what they charge a local resident. In the U.S., according to a paper published by Princeton University back in 2021, foreign enrollment in U.S. universities doubled from 2005 to 2016. And the growth trend of foreign students was interrupted by the pandemic. It's slowly returning to pre-pandemic levels. Last year, foreign students contributed about $40 billion to the U.S. economy. In 2018, that number was $43 billion, so we're almost back at the peak. When you make an investment in student housing, you're making a few fundamental assumptions. Number one, that enrollment in the institution will grow or at least remain constant. And number two, students are going to continue to need to come to campus to attend classes. Number three, foreign students entering the country will generally need more student housing than local students who might be able to live at home with parents. And number four, the demand for student housing will grow over time, or at least remain constant. And if the demand drops, then you can expect vacancy to increase in the local market and for rental rates to drop. Students will make housing decisions based on the lowest price. When you make an investment in student housing, you want the assumptions to be holding true for longer than your forecast hold period for your investment. We're not talking the next 12 to 24 months. Maybe your planned hold period is, say, 5 years. Then your assumptions had better be valid for at least the next 10. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to sell your property for what you think it's worth. So based on the headwinds that I'm seeing, these assumptions are not a sure bet. Number one, declining student demographics is clearly working against growing domestic enrollment. And number two, the increasing shift to distance learning and online classes is making a university degree easier to get from the comfort of your own home. Some faculties like medicine and dentistry are clearly going to require in-person attendance, but a degree in history or commerce or sociology does not require the campus life experience. And then number three, foreign students can also get a degree in their home country online, but they can't necessarily get a work visa into the country of their choice. Moving to the U.S. or Canada under a student visa is going to be a lot easier than getting permanent residency with a multi-year wait list. The question is whether it's going to be enough to overcome the decline in demand from demographics and the shift to online. It's got to overcome both of those. And then finally, will the federal immigration policy 4 years from now, 8 years from now, 12 years from now, continue to support the demand that you need to fill your student housing? That's not clear. No one can predict that. When you make an investment in any rental property, you're making a decision for the next decade or more. It's not just a six-month decision. You need to see several years of demand runway ahead of you. And if you can't see that clear path, it becomes nearly impossible to underwrite the risks properly. I've been a past owner of student housing. I love the segment. I understand the market, especially when it's within a few blocks radius of a major university. It's a different product than just regular rental housing. The way you design the product is different. The way you market it is different. The way you manage the product is different. With the cloudy demand picture, as they say on the TV show Shark Tank, for that reason, I'm out. Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.